This is The Green Room, your weekly dose of arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kate Botello. Northern Michigan is known for its natural beauty, vibrant sunsets, blue waters, sandy dunes. Thousands and thousands of people come here each year to capture those images, usually with a cell phone. But our story today is about a woman who says she's found the perfect medium for the beauty of Michigan, one that captures the subtle details that make the Great Lakes State so wonderful. It's a printing method that comes from the other side of the world. Her name is Linda Beeman, and she practices an ancient Japanese method of printmaking. And she says this is her favorite medium to express the feeling you get when you really take time to enjoy the view here up north. Our arts reporter, Lisa Feierstein, has the story.
Linda Beeman really wanted to learn how to make a Japanese woodblock print, but she couldn't find anyone in the area who could teach her how to do it. And finally, after 3 years of looking for someone to teach her this method, she found them teaching a workshop at the Kendall College of Art and Design in Grand Rapids.
And when I pulled my print on the last day, I burst into tears because it felt like this is what I was made to do.
This is Linda sharing her memory at her own Japanese printmaking workshop at Interlochen. A long time ago, she went to school for visual art, but when her son was born, she gave it all up. When he grew up, she returned to art and discovered printmaking.
I really liked carving the wood for woodblock prints, but I didn't like all the fumes and the toxicity of it.
So Linda, she wanted to find a way to do printmaking, but without all the harmful chemicals. And that's when she found the art of mokuhanga, which in Japanese means wood print. The difference between mokuhanga and other forms of printmaking is that this form uses watercolor paints instead of more synthetic materials like acrylic or oil-based paints.
It's such a rare art form that people in the United States, especially in universities, don't know anything about it. There's so few of us, we're drops in the ocean.
There's a really iconic print made in this style called The Great Wave, and it just so happens that there's a large copy of it hanging on the Chase Bank Building in downtown Traverse City. The Great Wave was made in the 19th century, but at the time, people in Japan didn't really think much of it. Linda says these kinds of prints weren't even considered a fine art until the 1900s.
It was more of a mass-produced print, like posters and things. And there were factories of men who did this. And one man maybe cut the mountain in the background. Then it went to the next man and he cut some trees in. And that's what they did all day long. Mountain, 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 mountain.
When Linda Beeman makes a print, she starts out with a line drawing, kind of like what you would see on a coloring book page. And then she transfers the drawing onto multiple wood blocks. There's a different block for every single color in her print. Then she carves away at the wood over and over to reveal her design.
You just put some watercolor on the block and brush it into it. And then you take your piece of paper, put that on top of the block, and press it by hand with a handheld disc called a baren.
Like a lot of Japanese art, mokuhanga is rather flat and doesn't show a lot of dimension or perspective, but the depth is created by all these different colors and their different shades and hues. Linda's prints show these beautiful landscapes of calm and quiet nature scenes.
Most people, when they see it, they say it evokes a sense of peace, which is what I'm after.
She was in the Upper Peninsula and found this huge waterfall called the Canyon Falls, and she was so inspired by it, so she made a print. It's called Rhythm and Blues, and in her print, we see the sun reflecting a gold glow on the rocks, and there's a light blue current making ripples in the water. Linda hopes her prints will help viewers notice subtle details in the landscape that they might have ignored or missed. She says it's one thing to notice a landscape and to look at it, but it's another thing to really see it.
I love Michigan. I love the landscapes and the waters and the the wetlands. I think that sometimes we get so used to where we are that we begin not seeing it anymore.
Michigan is known for its water, and Linda says that working in this water-based medium allows her to really express its delicate atmosphere.
The watercolor gives me subtleties that you can't get with other mediums. And that's what Michigan is moments of subtlety.
For The Green Room, I'm Lisa Feierstein.
You can check out Linda's work on our website. It's interlockinpublicradio.org.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see.
And you're listening to The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. If you're a fan of Irving Berlin, there's a show coming up tonight at the Music House Museum in Williamsburg that you might want to check out. It's called Irving Berlin, A Daughter Remembers, starring Damaris Pike. She studied voice and music education in college and created the Women of Note series, theater pieces about women in music history. And tonight, in her one-woman show, she'll be playing Mary Ellen Barrett, Irving Berlin's eldest daughter, and she'll give insight into his incredible career writing thousands of songs from Tin Pan Alley to Broadway and beyond. This has been The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Michael Culler and Lisa Feierstein engineered the show. Peter Payette was our producer. I'm Kate Botello. See you next time.